Welcome back to the second hour of Guitar Tracks. I'm your host, Brian Tarquin. Tonight I have a great interview with Peppino D'Agostino. If you don't know him, you should. He's a great acoustic steel guitarist. So of course I wanted to know what got him so interested in guitar in Italy and what brought him here to America.
I grew up in Turin, up north, not far from Milano. And I was born in Sicily, but I grew up in Turin. I started playing guitar when I was 10, and I started because my cousin, Peppino, same name, played the guitar, so I went to see him playing, and I fell in love, you know, with the instrument, and fell in love with just looking at the fingers creating sounds. I was just mesmerized, and I was hooked immediately, and so my cousin convinced my mom to buy, you know, a cheap guitar, and he showed me a few chords, and so I started playing the songs that were popular on the radio, just Italian songs, just strumming chords, and it was just fun, you know. And at that point, the guitar was very popular because of the Beatles and other groups that play the guitar, and so I started that way, playing basically Italian music that was playing on the radio, so pop Italian music, just playing the chords. And then I started playing with the pick, actually, at first. And then I remember, you know, buying my mom and my father, they bought me an electric guitar. So I started playing, you know, Beatles music, Rolling Stones, Santana stuff on the electric guitar. And I was, you know, I was 12, 13, you know, playing Here Comes the Sun. And also, you know, songs like Black Magic Woman, Carlos Santana, playing the solo part, the lead guitar. And then one day, somebody brought to the house a vinyl. At that point, I was 15, 16, and was a vinyl of this record company called Tacoma Records. And this was a vinyl with three artists, Leo Kaki, Peter Lang, and John Fahey. And so it was the very first time that I really heard solo acoustic guitar, steel string. And I fell in love with that sound. And so I tried to learn those pieces by ear, because obviously at that point there were no books or internet, nothing. So I just had to do it by ear. You know, from that point on, I really played the acoustic guitar and the classical guitar. And I just obsessed with the instrument because, you know, I really love this idea of playing with my fingers. So I switched from pick to, you know, playing finger style. So that's how I started, you know. And then my interest went from, you know, Americana style, like Leo Kaki, John Fay. Then I discovered classical guitar, and I started playing classical guitar, but on my own, because I'm self-taught. And then Brazilian music. In the meantime, I always loved to write my own songs since I was a little kid. When I was very young, like at 11, I started writing my little simple songs just to please, you know, my parents, my friends. And I continue that way. And now, you know, I mainly perform my own music that I write on the acoustic guitar. You know, the guitar was a very popular instrument, and, you know, everybody, you know, wanted to play the guitar. And so, yeah, no, I remember playing with different bands, you know, I remember quintet, quartets, trio, duos. And then when I discovered the acoustic guitar, I started playing a duo with a friend of mine. And we started performing actually for money. When I was 18, I started actually making a living doing this and teaching guitar. And, well, it was not a decision, actually. It was almost like fate, destiny. You know, it happens that some people heard me playing and they asked me, hey, do you want to play at this venue? And I say, yeah. So then I started really enjoying the performing aspect of music. And I've been doing that since then, since I was 18. So it's been quite a few years.
That is a feat in itself, to be able to make a living at something that you love, like playing guitar. And it never ceases to amaze me how widespread the Beatles' influence was. Now he explains who his guitar heroes were in Italy.
I discovered John McLaughlin, and then I became really a big fan. I'm still with the Mahavishnu Orchestra, Shakti. I also love flamenco, And I love Paco de Lucía work and other flamenco players like Sabicas. But also, you know, as I said, I love a classical guitar as well. So I started listening to, you know, Julian Breen, John Williams, Alirio Diaz, and so on. And then Brazilian music. So I started listening to Baden Powell, to Luiz Bonfá. So my interest is not that I have a favorite artist, because I think that there's beauty in all kinds of styles. And when I'm interested in something, I just dig in and I just discover new names. And this is still happening now. You know, I still discover new artists and new styles of music that keeps the interest going. Because, you know, the guitar is a never-ending journey. Every guitarist can tell you that. There's always new challenging, new technique, new styles of music. So it's just a wonderful journey, you know. I'm lucky enough to have played with some of my guitar heroes. You know, like I remember playing a gig in my hometown in Torino, Italy, with Leo Kottke. You know, being on a stage with one of my, you know, guitar heroes, that was quite a dream. Then, you know, playing later on with people like Sergio Assad of the Assad Brothers or Eric Johnson. It's been quite an amazing journey, I have to say. I feel pretty lucky.
I know how he feels, because whenever you can actually play with the guys that you were really influenced by, it's amazing. I always feel that way when I play with Steve Morris. I also wanted to find out why he chose acoustic guitar over electric.
You know, with the electric guitar, the way I was studying the guitar, I was, you know, basically studying soloists like, you know, Carlos Santana, John McLaughlin, you know. So you play single lines, but I realized that, you know, with an acoustic guitar or a classical guitar, you can play multiple lines. You can play the bass, you know, the mid-range and the melody. So it's like a little bit like an orchestra. So that was when I switched, because I thought, wow, the guitar can be used in such a polyphonic way, and you can play all those things together. So that was the attraction for me, and that's why I switched to steel string and classical guitar. When I was in my late 20s, well, actually, I was 25, yeah. I got my first record deal in Italy. It was with two friends of mine, and we made this album called Blue Erba. It was two acoustic guitars and a banjo. It was an acoustic record of original compositions. And then we made another sampler record with other artists for another record company. And I also wrote a book in Italy of bluegrass, of all things. I love bluegrass steel string guitars. In 1982, I came for the first time to the States. I realized that this, you know, I really liked what I've seen. And then 3 years later, I came back and I stayed. At first, I had some odd jobs, but then I started playing music and I got my first contact with an agent. This was like 1986. And this agent got me the first contract with a record company called Shanaki Records. I made my first, you know, vinyl called Acoustic Spirit. Then I made a second one, and I started touring. And then more record company, and more agents, more management. And the whole thing started. I haven't stopped since then. It was 1985. I moved to the States. I met my wife. I got married. And, you know, I started touring and making a living. I started writing books for big publishers such as Warner Brothers, Hal Leonard. I also worked with different record companies, including Favored Nations. I got a call from Steve Vai. You know, I answered the phone and I said, "Who's this?" "Oh, this is Steve Vai. Would you like to make a record for my record company?" That was quite fun, you know. And this was like 2003. I made two records for Steve, a great musician, great guy. And so I've been making a living doing this. I feel pretty lucky. I remember in the 90s, mid-90s, I think it was 1995, doing a record called Venus Over Venice. I cover a song called Walk Away, Renee. And that song was sang by David Wilcox, a great singer-songwriter, and his wife. That song got some pretty good airplay, I remember, because the song was well known. That was interesting because the kind of music that I play is more of a niche category, and that was quite nice because that obviously expanded my, you know, my fan base.
I know exactly how he feels, because when you're an instrumental guitarist and it's not mainstream music, you're always wanting to expand your audience base. Now he explains how he got hooked up with Siegel Acoustic Guitars, and he was honored by having his own signature guitar.
What I've been using for the past 25 years is a signature model. It is the Pepino D'Agostino Seagull, like the bird, Seagull, made in Canada by a company called Godin, G-O-D-I-N. Very well-known guitar factory, and they... 25 years ago, they approached me and they said, you know, we want to build a guitar with your name. So we worked on this guitar for about, you know, a year. And we came up with this guitar, acoustic guitar. It's different from other acoustic guitars because the neck is very wide. It's almost like a classical guitar. I'm very happy with it. And now they just came up with a revised model with a new pickup built by Lloyd Eller Baggs. So it's a beautiful instrument. They sold quite a few of these guitars. Lloyd Baggs is a dear friend of mine. In fact, Lloyd is the one that introduced me to the owner of the guitar factory, Robert Godin. And so through him, I made this connection. That's the guitar that I use on all my recordings in the past 25 years, including this latest one, Connection. You know, I use this guitar. Is an acoustic steel string guitar. I use strings that are actually made in the town where I'm calling from, which is a town in close to San Francisco called Benicia. The company is Dunlop, which is the company that makes picks. So I'm friend with this company and the owner, and they started making steel string. You know, I use their strings, and they work really well. So when I'm on the road, I now tour with a pedal board, and I just go straight into the PA system. On this pedal board, I use a wireless system made by Line 6. It's called the Relay G50. I use two different pedals, two different reverb pedals with different setup. I use a tuner there on stage because I use a lot of different tunings when I play. And there's also a compressor. And that's pretty much it. So I just go on the road with this pedal board. When I'm in the studio, I usually mainly use very good condenser microphone like Neumann, you know, AKG. Okay. On this CD, Connections, actually, my sound engineer, Masaki, used, I think, 7 or 9 microphone placed in different parts of the room to capture all the nuances of the acoustic guitar. And so, of course, it's different when I play with other people. So, you know, my setup is different. But when I'm on the road solo, I basically travel with my guitar and this pedal board, and I just go straight to the mixing board. You know, the thing is this, an acoustic guitar, the moment you plug in, even though the technology of pickups has been really, it got better since the 60s, 70s, so much better now, but the sound is no longer an acoustic guitar, really. It's kind of a something in between an acoustic and an electric. So it's kind of a compromise. You know, when I use this pedal board, the guitar, I try to make the guitar sound as closer to an acoustic guitar as possible, but it's almost impossible. So sometimes I also use I bring with me an AKG 460. It's a condenser microphone that I use in addition to the pedal board. So I found that, you know, that's a good compromise. And never easy to really come up with a good acoustic sound. You know, there are places like in Switzerland and other places in Germany where the rooms are so acoustically designed so well that I actually play just with the guitar without any pedal board. I just use just the acoustic guitar. But most places are not really designed that way, you know. But there are rooms and theaters where I actually played just with the acoustic guitar, with no completely unplugged, which I love.
It's really quite amazing how different venues can sound from one to the other. And it's just something you have to get used to as a touring artist. Now, he's got a new album out called Connection, which is fantastic. And he explains where he recorded Connection.
Here in California, at the studio where I've been recording most of my records for the past 15 years. The sound engineer is Masaki Liu, L-I-U, and Masaki is a second-generation technical engineer from Japan. Really, I mean, he was born here, but his family is from Japan, and he's really detail-oriented. And you know, one of those guys that you don't need to talk, they know, they can read your mind. I mean, he can read my mind. Basically, in the studio, it's completely quiet because he reads my head, you know, and he knows when we should keep a track and when we should record again. So it was done here in Benicia. This album is essentially an album of original music that I wrote for the guitar, with the exception of one composition, which was written by a great mandolin player, a lady by name Katharina Lichtenberg. She's one of the top mandolin players in the world and a dear friend of mine. So she wrote this piece and I made an arrangement for the guitar. But all the other pieces were written by me and is essentially solo guitar, except for two songs where I play with my dear friend Steph Burns. And it's just acoustic and electric guitar. In the past, I made records of original music, but also, like, you know, I made an album called Made in Italy, for instance, where I recorded Italian traditional music. I made another album of classical guitar with David Tannenbaum, the chair of classical guitar, the Conservatory of Music in San Francisco. But for this new album, I wanted to record all original material. And I'll tell you why. It's because I really felt I had so much material that I accumulated that I needed to put it out. You know, I'm very happy about making an album of original music because I think that way you show my approach to music, which is basically like a fusion of different styles. Nowadays, there a lot of players, they in the acoustic world, they basically play arrangements of songs that are well known because, you know, it's easier to grab an audience that way. You know, if you cover, you know, like a Beatles song, you know, for me, I really value original music. To me, that's how I judge if somebody is good or mediocre. You know, you just realize that when you hear an original composition, you really hear the soul of the composer, the soul of that musician. When you arrange songs that are well known, it's kind of gives you an edge. It gives you already something to grasp. You have a melody and then you build around something that was pre-existing. But if you write your own music, that's where you show your knowledge, you know, you as a musician, as an individual. You know, that was my intention with Connection. People can pre-order an autographed copy now if they want to my website, pepinodagostino.com. But the release is April 3rd.
I encourage everyone to go out there and get that autographed CD from his website. You'll love the guitar playing on it. Now he explains how his tour has been canceled because of the COVID-19 virus and how we all have to stick together as musicians.
Obviously now everything stopped, you know. We hope that things go back, you know, to the way it was before, but we don't know how long it's going to take. So all the tours, Chiaramente, clearly were canceled. So now I'm just practicing my guitar, you know, and learning new techniques. I was actually coming to New York, playing in that area, and Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and that was canceled. And also I was flying from there to Europe to play Germany, Switzerland, Italy. And so now everything has been canceled. So I don't have a concert until probably the summer. Hopefully by then I can start touring again. Some of my cousins in Italy are doctors. And, you know, these people are facing pretty bleak reality right now. They're trying to help people. Let's hope a vaccine will be found soon. But for now, I think this is a good time to practice and to come up with new ideas and connect with people maybe via internet. Thank God we have these technical, you know, resources like FaceTime, Skype. It's a different way to connect with people, but we need to be safe, right? But, you know, we have music, and music is the great consoler of humanity. And I think I'm going to post some videos on Facebook and maybe Instagram and just play for people. Music is very important, you know. It's our contribution as musicians to try to ease the tension. Music is good for that, you know. For ourselves and the people that come to listen to us, music is a really important form of art, maybe the most important. Also, thank your listeners for taking the time to listen to me. I wish them all the best, and be safe out there, and take precautions, and just hopefully this will pass. In fact, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me, Brian. Thank you.
No, thank you, my friend. Peppino D'Agostino, great acoustic guitarist. In fact, I'm going to be working with him this year for a new project that I'm recording with other artists. Now here's the beautiful song featuring Steph Burns, Stammy Vincino. Thank you.
This is guitarist Peppino D'Agostino, and you're listening to Guitar Tracks WFIT, home of the Guitar Master series. Thank you.
That's a wonderful track by Peppino D'Agostino. Before that was High Plains Guitarra by Peppino as well.